Hello again, and welcome to On This Day here on English Waves. Today is the 6th of January. A big event occurred on this day in 1838 when Samuel Morse publicly demonstrated the telegraph for the first time. While a big event for heavy rock happened on this day in 1958 when the Gibson Company patented its famous Flying V electric guitar. And to finish, on this day in 2001, George W. Bush was finally declared the winner of the bitterly contested 2000 presidential elections more than 5 weeks later. This was due to the disputed Florida ballots. There are a few interesting and totally unconnected births to point out today. Barry John, the amazing Welsh rugby player, was born on this day in 1945. The popular actor Rowan Atkinson, better known as Mr. Bean, in 1955, and the successful actor Eddie Redmayne in 1982. You might have seen his performance as Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything, for which he won the Oscar for Best Actor. And it is, of course, the birth of Joan of Arc, born on this day in 1412 in the town of Domremy. Much has been written and said about her. Was she really a shepherdess, or was she the illegitimate daughter of the King of France, which could possibly explain her ability to ride a horse, speak in public with such conviction, and persuade the Scottish King to send so many troops to help liberate the town of Orléans? Either way, she marked Europe greatly during her short life and continues to have an impact more than 600 years after her birth. And other than that, today is Epiphany, the final day of the Christmas period. As I said yesterday, it is a time for eating yet more Galette des Rois in France and for taking down any leftover Christmas decorations on the other side of the English Channel. This is Peter Sanderson-Dykes of English Waves, wishing you a very happy 6th of January.